This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212. It's your one-stop shop for all your warehouse needs. They buy and sell new and used. Pallet Racking, largest used racking inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Go to Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212.
Matthew Walker says, with Wilkins out, could we see more of Jason Stobridge? Yes. Which, doesn't that make you excited? Like, for me, like, I know Christian Wilkins can play. It sucks that he's out. I'm sorry about that. Okay? Little pissed that you're jumping on people. Christian, stop jumping on people, please. But I actually want to see Stobridge. That's kind of who I am, bro. I'm good with that. I want to see. He's a draft pick.
You're enjoying these injuries we're having to see, guys.
Because we have other draft picks that we can see.
Right.
So you don't get to see Robert Hunt actually play unless Austin Jackson got injured. Not that I want Austin Jackson injured, but now I found out that Robert Hunt can play. So now people can't say, have you seen Mike Hunt? Have you seen Mike Hunt? No, we saw Mike Hunt. He can play. You know? So now Jason Stobridge, I don't want to see Wilkins out. Certainly don't want to see Van Noy out. But, dude, if this gives Van Ginkle more time, if this gives Jason Stobridge more time, if Raekwon Davis is going to play more, I'm good. I want to find out about those guys too. When we roll around the draft, right, we're going to know, oh no, Stobridge can play, bro. We got depth there. Oh no, we got depth on the offensive line. This guy can play, that guy can play. Have I not said on this show a couple of times that I'm looking forward to the next time Michael Dieter has to play?
Yes, you have.
Have I not said that?
Several times.
Okay. Why? Because I'm not giving up on the kid after 1 year. That's ridiculous. They gave up on Gesicki, and now you look stupid.
You have to assume with all the different players that we've seen develop and move forward,
right,
you got to figure Dieter, especially him in that Dallas game being moved to another position and him just trying.
Yeah.
The guy's got guts, man.
Yeah. I like Dieter. So let's give him some time. Let's give him another shot. I don't know when it is. I don't wish any injuries on anybody on the offensive line. But the next time he plays, I'm not about cringing about it. I'm about excited about it. Think about this. If you can get Dieter to come around, then you hit on your three and the guy you drafted last year. That's four. That's effed up, dude. Like, that's just some sick-ass G stuff that you do right there in the front office. Because hitting on all three guys this year, that's just total G move. And if the kid takes, you know, his second year, which how many linemen have you seen develop in years two and three and four? You know what I mean? Billy Turner left us and kept playing elsewhere. What was the other guy that played for the Giants and a couple of other places that he left us? He was a guard. Trying to remember the other guy that we lost outside of it took them a couple years to figure it out. But they've been starters in other places. And you're like, man, we had them here. But again, you can't give up on linemen early. You can't just play them 1 year and say, oh, it's done. Some linemen take 2-3 years to figure things out. And you got to have some patience and work with them.
The Mike Hunt thing and Porkies.
Yes.
On our Dolphins, bro, we have seen no peewees this season.
No peewees. No peewees. But we do need them to start being more road graders like Beulah, ball breaker. Okay? That's what we need. Little Mike 551 says, I love Canes, but the Dolphins got all my attention. Plus, when the defense is not good, the games are boring. I'm a former QB, but I love defense. Tremolio says, has anyone actually seen an article? What Preston actually has fracture sprain? They don't tell you that anymore, Tremolio. They just say foot. They won't tell you it's the third metacarpal or whatever in the foot. They're not going to tell you that, you know, he strained the ligament or it's plantar fasciitis or whatever. They're just going to say, oh, John Jerry, thank you. All the John Jerry's coming in. Thank you. Somebody put Dallas Tom. I don't think Dallas ever caught on. I think he was a bust. But John Jerry and Butler, was it Butler I said before? Billy Butler, right? Was it, yeah. Those two guys have gone on to continue to play in the NFL. You can't give up on linemen right away. Just can't do that. Let's see. Turner went to the Packers. There you go. Thank Billy Turner went to the Packers. Thank you. Billy Turner also, didn't he, was in Denver too, right? I think. Billy Turner got better with, better with Denver and then played well with Green Bay. There you go. There you go. Marlins hire first female GM. Yes, Revo, we talked about that, man. It's pretty good stuff.
Oh, on the average. Okay.
Yes.
It not mattering where we pick, okay, an offensive lineman. And we're not talking one through four. Not a five and a six, you know, whatever. Okay? One through four, at least 2-3 years as an offensive lineman to be like,
oh, yeah.
You know what? That guy kicks ass and takes names every play.
Yeah.
Or 90-whatever percent of the time.
Yes.
Right? At least 2 or 3.
Yes.
Minimum.
Yes.
You know what, man? Again, Greer, you can't say enough, man. Depth, injury, like,
oh,
we
no.
we have 7 or 8 offensive linemen, bro. No, when was the last time we could say that?
In a year and a half, they turned over the roster. They're winning. They have depth in some places. Other places, they don't. I get it. But they're not supposed to. The fact that they have depth in certain places, for years, our team couldn't have depth at all. And they just kept building team and team.
Hell, we were lucky to have 11 on offense and 11 on defense. Forget.
Never even had 20, five on 30, the line.
Yeah, right?
Never had a line, dude. Actually, I have like a line nowadays. It's ridiculous.